Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. It is one exceptionally eventful week. Now, it is cold, there are big swells, but there are a lot of fish that's been caught throughout our entire coastline. Just when we thought the inedible season was over, well, shark fest off note down the south coast, but it is 100% edible season throughout the rest of the coastline. Here's what you can expect on this week's episode, starting off on your offshore side. Guys, it is Kuta. The Kuta hasn't stopped. Now, they are not big, but there are a lot of them. Amongst that Kuta, you are going to get tuna, you are going to get some phenomenal bottom species, and there's also the kingfish about. Moving on to the rock and surf, garrick. They are here and they are coming out on a daily basis. There are some decent shad on the bite, and if you're looking for that harbor action, well, Durban's the place to be. As for the fresh water, well, we're definitely going to be needing some jackets and beanies when we're getting out there, but we will be rewarded, especially if you are targeting that bass. Mudma, Albert Falls, and Hazelmere are your areas to target them. So guys, we're going to get into all of this in great detail from our correspondents throughout the whole of KZN. But before we do, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and they've got something to say about their stores.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, this show cannot be possible without them, and neither could our YouTube channel. So, guys, Angler News, this is the full detailed report. If you want the highlights and if you want to see the images, check out our YouTube channel. It is sponsored by the Kingfisher, and it is definitely worth a watch. Hey, and by the way, while you are there, make sure to hit that subscribe and notification bell. So, guys, now let's get back into this week's fishing report. Starting off down the south coast, as I mentioned earlier, it is a shark fest. Adam has been seeing it the entire week. In fact, it's been all that he has been talking about until I'm sure he's going to be changing his story for next week, because this afternoon, a couple good-sized garrick came out of Margate Pier by an angler named Stompy, one of our regular guys that feature on our podcast. But guys, here is Adam, who's going to tell you all about what's been going on down the lower south coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow Fisher Warriors. I hope that everyone's doing good and everyone's had a good week. It's definitely winter, Vinesh. Things are so cold down on the coast at the moment. It feels like we're living in the Berg, but the ocean's next door. But yeah, it's definitely been cold down this side. Yeah, those early mornings and late evenings, yeah, it's not cool. But we manage and we get through it, right? But otherwise, I hope everyone's doing well. So it's been a bit productive down on the lower south coast now the last couple of days from the last report. But it's definitely been a non-ed shark, baby, shark, do. It's been one of those, Vinesh. So yeah, it's definitely been one of those moments where that's all that's been coming out at the moment. There's been a very, very small 10% maybe of edible fish that have been coming out, and the rest has just been sharks and skates and flatfish and sharks. Yeah, which isn't bad. The guys are still having fun, Vinesh, so let's you know, it's a positive. The fish are coming out. I mean, I don't know if you want to eat it, but you know, it's still a line being pulled and some string being taken off your reel. That's good, you know, it's good, Vinesh. But yeah, so it's been good. I know the guys have definitely, you know, Margate Pier, there's been so many sharks that have been popping up there from greys and hammers and even big. There was a big hammer that was caught now recent, you know, and a lot of those sort of smaller, I would say 5, 6, 7, 8 kilo greys and hammers around at the moment, all over the show actually. Even moving over to sort of Orange Rocks, you know, duckbill and some blue skates that side. The only sort of edible fish I can talk about really is bream and a brusher at Ramsgate South Bream. It's still definitely the only spot I would say on the lower coast at the moment that's producing some decent sort of edible fish and fish that, you know, you're going to go there and you're going to target a bream and you're going to get one. So it's definitely a spot that if you don't want a shark, which it's almost impossible at this stage, I would pretty much want to go to Ramsgate or South Broome, Vinesh. You know, and again, South Broome also producing quite a few hound sharks still, and some big, and I mean big hound sharks. It's definitely a spot that I would maybe look at wanting to target those. You know, some mullet going to be your baits of choice there, Vinesh. Palm Beach, also a handful of shad. There have been some handful of shad popping up here and there in Margaret Pier, Orange Rocks, Palm Beach, Shelly Ski Boat Club. And not a lot, though, you know, sort of 2, 3, 5, you know, here and there on the bigger sizes. And then 1 or 2 days, you're also getting a lot of the smaller ones, you know, the kindergarten shad. But a lot of them. And then they sort of disappear again. So it's been up and down. Port Edward side, again, more sharks with Ivan and Quinton catching themselves 2 small hammers. So well done on the catches there, guys. Stompy getting himself some nice bream and a brush in Ramsgate recently, as we were talking about earlier. So there's definitely been mixed bags. And also moving over to a chap we all know, Darby, catching himself some carp up at Lake Eland. So a very good spot, as we all know, Lake Eland, for a nice family day, a bit of a game drive, and obviously for some carp fishing and bass, if you would like to do something like that. So yeah, Vinesh, it's definitely mixed baggish down here. We're still sitting with quite a bit of a big swell down the lower coast, you know, 1.5 meters to 2 meters plus some days. So I'm not sure when it's really going to settle down or sort of flatten out. But again, our water's been a bit cold. There's been a few crayfish coming out. There's been a few barbel. So yeah, it's cold, I would say, Vinesh. As we know, as I repeat myself over and over, it's definitely winter time. But I do suspect that things will get better coming over this weekend. We're looking at not too bad winds for this upcoming weekend. Looks to be a bit mixed bag again, wind-wise, with a light northwester and an easterly wind blowing in the morning and in the afternoon, respectively, on Friday. The west will blow Saturday morning with a south wind for most of the afternoon and a northeaster on Sunday early. And again, with that wave swell sitting between sort of 1.5 and 2 meters plus on Saturday in particular. So it does look to be a fishing weekend, with Saturday just having to contend with a few big swells around. But I don't think that's going to deter too much of the guys. You know, a few jackets on and some socks and you're good to go, basically. So, yeah, it's been good, Vinesh. You know, the chaps have been getting some good pulls, good fish. But if you're definitely looking for a shark, come to the lower south coast, because it seems like they're all down here at the moment. And the shad are sort of biting and they're not biting. But the bream have been on the bites and consistently on the bites. And Stompy, being one of our local anglers down here, you know, proving that point by catching a lot of them. And big-sized ones. And brusher in between the mix. I have seen also some pictures of, you know, geese and cobs still coming out. Our river's still doing well. So, you know, some of the pictures that I've shared with you recently. So the fishing's been good. Moving sort of further up, though, towards Sea Park 20, the guys have been getting some shad there. Banana Beach, Pumula. Also some shad up that side, but again, not wild just yet. So I think we're all sort of holding thumbs that this weekend's going to be a bit better, which I do think it will. And obviously those silvery sardines, the silver fish that we're all waiting for. So we've got some whale action already. We've had some dolphin action already. And again, it's looking like it's going to be good so far. It's panning out to be decent. But otherwise, guys, I just want to remind you that there is some Parks Board or DAF members down at the moment on the lower coast. So, guys, please remember your licenses. They have been finding guys in the Trafalgar, Marina Beach, Palm Beach area, the sort of further down south coast area. So they have been checking licenses and they have been checking bag limits. So, guys, please just, again, respect the law. Do what you need to do. It might be tough to get a license at this stage, but just try and get your hands on one if you can. And again, guys, have an awesome weekend. Tight lines. Let's see some of those catches. Hopefully it's more than just sharks, Vinesh. But again, a pull is a pull. Some string taken off your reel. Drag screaming. It's always fun. So guys, have an awesome one and we'll chat soon.
Thank you, Adam. Well, firstly, let me compliment you on your version of singing Baby Shark over there. Well done, my bud. But apart from that, I'm sure you have seen that Garrick that's come out. Guys, this report came through on Thursday morning. We are broadcasting on Thursday evening. So, yeah, latest news off the Garrick. We've got those images. And guys, Adam has sent us some fresh footage of the water conditions down on the lower south coast. It's looking pretty favorable. And like you said, the weekend is looking quite good. And that first sign of edibles are coming out. In fact, two Garrick off Margate Pier this afternoon. So, yeah, Lower South Coast looking absolutely fantastic. Now, moving down to Warner Beach and Amanza Toti, we are with Gary, who's been reporting on Garrick coming out all week. Apart from that Garrick, there are Shad coming out morning and evenings. But Gary's going to tell us all about it.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary the Kingfisher, Warner Beach. Good day to you all. Yeah, a lovely morning today. The sea, you know, wasn't too good the last couple of days, but it's beautiful today. Here, a couple of shad have come out along the Kingsborough stretch. Normally, there's been shad, you know, available most mornings, and you'll get them also sort of that half tide in the afternoon. A deadly time for shad, that. A Garrick one here or there on a mullet, other live baits, but not many. I didn't go down this morning, I had to go somewhere, but tomorrow I'll be there, spinning away. I reckon you get some, a pompano or, and a big stumpy if you try it on the banks with a nice bait with the incoming tide with, in conditions like this. I haven't seen any bait off here, although there have been some red eyes caught by the surf ski guys. And still the occasional cuda here off Warners in that sort of same area. They've been there about 2 months now. Cuda and a sailfish came out. Saw a big marlin, or about a 200 sort of a kg plus marlin jump the other day there off Alova, not that far out, several times. So we wait now to hear. Let's see what the next week brings, and until then, tight lines.
Thank you, Gary. Good report. Shared mornings and afternoons. Gary coming out. And other options to try for. We still await the bait. But guys, I can tell you that during the course of this week, the SA Surf Championships kicked off. And the guys are fishing at the moment. Yours truly is covering the event. And once again, go and check out the footage on our YouTube channel. But apart from that, I'm certain we are going to get a lot of reports coming out from the Warner Beach stretch next week, because the guys are fishing that area. It is a Manson Toti pipeline. And if you are interested in checking out what the FIPS competition is about, please make sure to head on down. The event is till Saturday midday, and it's at that event where we will be seeing who is representing South Africa in Spain next year. So, guys, that is Warner Beach and Amanza Toti. Now, moving down to Durban, where it's always exciting. We've got Mike going on about the edible action, and Brad is loving life on the water at the moment. Guys, here is our reports off Durban.
How's it, bud? Yeah, fishing's been very good all over. The guys are going to have a hell of a lot of edibles again. Good bronze bream, good cob fishing. I did have another few Garrick coming out from the south coast. I'm not sure how reliable it is, but there was apparently another two or three that came out. Some rocket shad in between everything. The edible side has been very, very good. The inedible side has been the odd grey shark down at Addington. The guys got a couple of greys at Dulugu, but that was about all I've heard of, eh? Nothing major. On the skis and the ski boats, the guys are still getting a couple of snook down there. I saw some beautiful pictures of some rocket cuta, some big cuta, some of your average size cuta, but yeah, they are around, so it's something worth targeting again in the weekend. Bottoms, as normal, the guys are getting odd heel back in the deep, some good rock cod slingers in that. The guys in the bay are getting some lovely grunters again. I saw a pick of one, maybe 2.5-4 kilos. Some snapper salmon, some small cob. One kiwi there still, not a lot, but there are some to be caught on artificial. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
All right, guys. Good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week, guys, it's been pretty good. We've managed to get quite a few half cob on over the Saturday, Sunday, Monday time. On Tuesday, we managed to get some snook and a very, very nice cuta off the Blue Lagoon area. Bottom fishing generally been all right. Still lots of sharks around. Water's still a little bit warm for this time of the year. Hopefully it'll cool down so the sardines arrive. Yeah, so guys, tight lines, good luck, and keep it tidy for the rest of the week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Fantastic stuff off Durban. Yes, it is winter, but the fishing is certainly hot at the moment. So guys, a mixed bag of species. There's something to catch by every facet of angling, whether you're fishing the harbor, whether you're fishing offshore, or just rock and surf. The fish are on the bite and the rods are bending around Durban. Now, what about the North Coast? Well, we are in Ballito, where the rock and surf up there hasn't been fireworks over this last 2 weeks. However, the offshore is still going on quite well. And if you're heading up the North Coast and don't want to travel too far out of Durban, Hazelmere is producing the bass. But now, I'm going to leave it to Jesse to break down the entire report for you. So guys, here is Jesse from the Kingfisher, Ballito and Salt Rock.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. I was kind of hoping that in the last week we would have slightly better fishing than the previous week, because it was one of those situations where it kind of we came off such a high with the last, let's call it, 2 months of fishing, and we had a very poor week of fishing, as you guys heard in the last report. Apart from, you know, far down south and far up north, and we were hoping that this week was going to come right and, you know, it's going to be a lot more positive. And I was quite optimistic. And unfortunately, it's just been much the same in most departments. So I have got some fairly good feedback in certain situations, in certain aspects, rather. I would say mostly offshore related, though. So if you're going to be fishing from the surf, I made a desperate attempt to get as much info from the guys over the last week as possible, and yeah, for the most part, it wasn't completely terrible. The guys did catch one or two fish, but it was not what it's meant to be right now. And I do believe the guys up north and down south are catching fish. The sards have started to pick up quite nicely, and the guys are getting a bit of action down there. And even if they aren't, they can see the sards. The sards are out quite deep. They're not making it to the sards with their baits, but it is still positive signs, because it means that the sards are there and they just need the right conditions to come in. So things like that, you know, I say we optimistic about. And then in other aspects, like your shad, your bronze bream, your garrick up this side, it's supposed to be starting really, really well this year, this time of the year in our area specifically, and it's just been quite bad. So I think the thing that we're going to do is just spend as much time on the water as possible and try and just wait for them to come through. That is all we can do. And as anglers, you know that you can't do much, especially this time of the year. If the fish are following bait or migrating or whatever the case may be, you have got no control over it, which is kind of fun. You don't have to worry about that. You will get the good and the bad months. But all we know is it's supposed to be better right now. As far as individual species go, we did hear of one garrick coming out, and for the life of me, I can't remember where it was, but it was somewhere between Tongaat River mouth and let's call it Sheffield. So it was in our local area here, and was on a live bait. And that's pretty much the only garrick that I've heard of since the previous, let's call it, 2 fishing reports ago. There were a couple that came out on spoon for the spinning guys. So it does seem few and far between. But I believe up Riches Bayside, there were a couple coming out. The guys were getting in the harbour. The guys were getting in the surrounding areas. So we just got to wait for that kind of loop to tighten up a little bit and bring those garrick in. We normally the first to find out, because we know what's happening as far as sales go. As soon as the guys start buying more circle hooks and thicker leader, you know, for the paddle skis, we know they're here, they're on the nets, they're all around in the area. And then from the surf as well, we normally start moving a lot more of the return slides, the live bait clips, when the garrick start to move through. So we are the first to know. And as far as it's going, you know, it's been quite quiet. Everything else, like your shad, bronze bream, we haven't had the best of run, even in the last 3 weeks. With those, it's been sporadic and they've been up and down. But the one thing that I have noticed is
the shad that have been coming out, the guys that I'm speaking to, they're catching the shad on lures. They're not catching them on bait. And it's not to say they won't be caught on bait. It's just that I think the shad are on smaller shoals. They're in smaller pockets. They're moving quite fast. They're heading north. And they are just feeding as they go. They're not shoaling in an area and congregating in an area. And then you put your bait out there and you're on with the shoal. You know, you can get four fish out of a shoal. It's been one fish here. By the time you've unhooked your fish, you throw the fish back, or if it's big enough and you want to take it home for dinner, put it down, you make another cast, that shoal is gone. And that is why you'll see a lot of the time, especially on the south coast, the guys will move up and down the coast with the shoal of shad. And we don't get it up here so much purely because it's too rocky. It's very difficult to haul your kit up and down the rocks. If you're on the open surf, it's fine. But in our area here, the best you can do, as soon as you hook that fish, crank it in as hard as you can, release it or keep it if you're going to be keeping it, make another cast as quickly as humanly possible, because those fish, if it's early in the season and they're migrating, they're moving from south to north, they will not stay in the area for as long as you take to cast, reel in a fish and make another cast in the same area. They will not be there. So I think that's exactly what's happening here. And it's been literally one fish per person in a day. So I would say that there are a couple of pockets around here for the guys that want to try, but don't get your hopes up for numbers or for size at this stage. I was told this morning that on the north coast, between here and Tugela, there were a couple of cob that came out. There's still one or two triple tail in the Tugela area. When I say one or two, I think it's literally been one or two, which I didn't see myself personally, but I was told from a fairly reliable source. So I think that's quite nice as well. And then spade fish, there's been a couple of spade fish around. And that is about it from the surf. We've had a very quiet one. There's not much else we can say about that. We just got to hope that it picks up slightly. Where the action is happening, though, is on the boats out at sea in the skis, and then in the dams as well. So out at sea, it's just been a continuous cloud of kuta and snook out in our waters here. The kuta seem to be getting a little bit smaller. We haven't seen as many big fish, but there are a couple out there. But smaller fish, mainly up north, though, we've seen quite a few. Off Belito here, the guys launching off Belito on the jet skis managed to get one or two kuta as well. Not running too far, so fairly local. But they are cleaning up with the snook. There are shoals of snook out here. Most of the guys have been catching on fillets, fillet strip baits. We have got some incredibly good red eye at the moment. They're small red eye. They make a perfect strip bait size. You don't need to do any trimming. It's thin enough, so it's got better action. They're really inexpensive as well. So we do have them in most of our branches. But that is exactly what the snook guys have been taking. That is what they want. That's what's been working for them. And it's just on our north coast here, mainly. There have been a couple of snook in the Durban area, and then a couple of north. Richards Bay, there have been quite a few. But that's basically all I've heard. I haven't heard many details about that. And then fishing on the bottom, there's been one or two decent sized bottom fish, a lot of rock cod, more rock cod than I've seen in a very long time, so that's quite nice. Tuna, there've been a couple of fish coming out. My father-in-law launched, they got some tuna just off Imploti, Le Mercier Imploti area, that the mouth and that stretch. There were kuta, guys catching kuta in that same area when they were there. So if you on the ski and you have to launch at Imploti or Le Mercy or in that particular area, there are a couple of kuta there as well. And then as far as freshwater goes, the bass fishing has been quite good. The guys at Albert Falls are still cleaning up, but the patterns are definitely changing. I've seen very, very few fish caught on the same patterns that we caught them on in the last month. And then Hazelmere has been doing incredibly well as well. But big fish, not the standard dinks that the guys are used to catching at Hazelmere. The water is a little bit dirtier, but the fish are coming out, and it's a lot of topwater action. It's a lot of buzzbait, frogs, poppers, all of that type of stuff. And I would say that we've essentially got about 2 weeks left of this really good topwater fishing before it slows down drastically. And at which time we will then start to go with stuff like Ned Rig, drop shots, jerk baits, and then crank baits on the rock piles and stuff like that at Hazelmere specifically now. That's usually the pattern going into this time of the year. But for anybody that wants to get some topwater action, especially if you don't have a boat and you want to fish from the banks, you can do it. Just target the areas with a lot of structure, a lot of the areas have decent points with drop-offs. Late in the afternoon, the fish also congregate around the slipways, and there are quite a few slipways at Hazelmere. Just go throw a popper on a slipway, or go throw at the first slipway on the left, or the pocket in the river. You can, from the bank, it's very easily accessible. You can just go and throw a hollow body frog there. You would need a hollow body frog because there's quite a bit of structure, and you don't want to go and spook the fish by trying to yank a Zara spook out of the brush once you've hooked up. You know, you want to just be able to glide it through, and the fish are holding a little bit closer to structure, so you want to make those casts as well. Apart from that, guys, fairly quiet week, and again, I implore you guys to take a look at getting as much info as you can. It will help us, and we'll get back to you guys next week. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah, it has been a bit quiet on your rock and surf side, but what I can add to that is that I have got reports on my end that there has been some Gary coming out at Virginia. So, yeah, one or two has been coming out there. But, yeah, it has been a bit quiet on the rock and surf side, but I'm glad to hear that the offshore and the bass is in full bloom. So, yeah, that hasn't stopped, and we really don't need to be that pessimistic when we are heading up the North Coast. We are still going to get those rods bending one way or another. Now, moving on up to Imtenzini Banks, we are with Nick, who's got a beaming smile on his face because he has witnessed a 39.5 kg cooter. So yes, there is abundance of small cooter around, but the big boys are still amongst them. And if you want to see some footage of this, hey, once again, check out our YouTube channel. But for now, here is Nick Imtenzini.
Good afternoon, Vanessa. Yeah, we've had some real exciting days here. We haven't had a lot of boats going out, sort of one or two a day when the weather's good. Guys are still catching nice big bottoms, but for some reason, bottom fishing in the winter, maybe because more guys do it in the winter than in the summer, I'm not sure, but seems to be more productive with good sized fish. But the excitement was the big cooter of 39.5 that was caught out at High Point on a boat called Rodbender. Two people were holding it up on the boat. I mean, it was a big, big fella. Well, this time of year, until about late July, early August, the cooter tend to be bigger. The club record, I think, I stand to be corrected, was 44 kilos, and that was also caught in the winter. A few years ago, maybe even longer, a guy came up from Durban and got one of 42. And he fished hard that winter. He's up here quite a lot, and lo and behold, the next year he won the Cooter Classic. So, you know, pays to come up and fish here if you want to fish our Cooter Classic. I think the prize this year was 80,000. Moving on to the beach. Yo, guys are still catching cob. Another big one was caught on Sunday up in the Mouth. Fishing on the south bank for probably, I assume they were fishing for Garrick. But that's where it's a good place to get cobs using live mullet in the winter, big ones. Then on the beach, snapper cob have been caught, which is actually, I don't know, not normal for this time of the year. But yes, on Sunday, the guys caught snapper, and so did the ski boats on Sunday. So they must be in the bay again. The big shads are, yeah, but you don't catch a lot in a day. Normally one per angler. They bite very quickly, and either they're on or they're not. By the time you get to your rod, if it's in the stick or even if it's in your hand, they're gone. So is your bait. Their teeth must be so sharp. On the river, it's been quiet. Nothing spectacular being caught in the river for a while now. Although if you're going species fishing, you'll definitely catch a lot of very small but different species of fish. The from the probably biggest, most lots you'll be getting now is spotted grunter. Ugh, not spotties. They come, the grunter family come second. Mainly, and the stumpies. Now, your main catch will be river bream. I've not heard of any decent rock cod, you know, the Malabar's caught recently, but yeah, we'll see. Things are going to happen soon. The weather looks not too bad over the weekend and for the next few days. Today was a cracker. We had no wind all day. Oh, have a good time, guys. Till next time.
Hey, Nick, looks like things are certainly looking good in your area. And thanks for the advice on holding our rods when that shad is there. Exactly what Jesse was saying. Could be gone before our very next cast. But Nick, that 39.5 kilo, what a fish. Guys, you really have to see this image. I'm sure you can find them on a few of the social media networks, but you can definitely find it on our YouTube channel. Now, let's move on to Richards Bay, where we are with Ellie. And Ellie has also had a good week of fishing up on the North Coast. Well, up on Richards Bay anyway. And yeah, it's mainly on the offshore side. And this is what she's been hearing about all week.
Morning, Mendesha. I hope you're well. Fishing this past week have been really good, especially for deep sea anglers. Anglers have been catching plenty of GTs and kingfish, as well as some tunas and cuta. In our harbor, anglers have been catching some salmons, as well as some kingfish. But anglers also got a few bites of garrick, but nothing have been landed. But yeah, that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you, Ellie. Guys, that was what Ellie has heard about. Now, if you want to see what she's been getting, well, I keep on saying this, but the YouTube channel is really so exciting to see all this footage. Ellie was in full action landing some of those GTs herself. So, yeah, check it out. It's really a fantastic video to watch. Now, that rounds off our saltwater report. Going on into the freshwater of KZN, Jan has a fantastic report to go on about. Not so much on his side. However, he does talk about where his perseverance managed to keep him going, let's put it that way. But he's going to tell you all about it. Guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So, we are into the thick of winter. Well, apparently, because the calendar says so. But the weather isn't exactly suitable for a snowman, just yet. Camberg did get pretty frosty this past weekend, and with the frontal system sneaking by, it seems that many anglers, quote-unquote, bled just a bit this past weekend. There were, of course, some stupid fish about that got themselves caught by, again, quote, online scam, that is, fly fishing. So, let's see what's what. We can skip quickly over the trout rivers, save to mention a reminder that the trout streams are closed for the next 3 months, until opening day on 1 September. So now, we just have to patiently wait. But if your need for moving water is getting too much, there are, however, some other species which are still available on the fishing list. These being carp and scalies and bass, of course. One report from the Mgani River this weekend mentioned a 10-kilogram carp coming to hand on a 5-weight fly rod after an hour-long tussle. Well done, bud, but rather you than me. While the scaling fishing slows down in winter, and the fish that come to hand tend to be bigger than the more prolific summer run, so well worthwhile getting out there and dredging some flies. Popular patterns are nymphs in natural livery. For example, gold-ribbed hare's ears in standard color and black, pheasant tail nymphs, and a variety of beadhead jig flies. In the main, however, winter is predominantly still water trout season, and the Midlands are seeing a number of events kicking off. Most recently, this being last weekend, saw the Camberg Trout Festival taking place on the many and varied waters of the Camberg Valley, most of which are unavailable to the fly fishing public throughout the year, making the KTF a very popular annual event. As mentioned, the weather had a fair say in the weekend's proceedings, and with the stealthy approach of a frontal system, pressure dropped and the fishing at the KTF wasn't exactly fireworks. But is usually the case, there are some lucky anglers and some not so lucky. And yours truly fell unfortunately into the latter class this time around, almost to the point of drawing a blank for the entire event, as I blanked the first three sessions and was of a mind to sit out the fourth and keep my fishing record completely clean and unblemished by a single fish. Fortunately, the sight of my team members on the water had me follow suit, and with the weather gods loosening their grip on the pressure scale, I managed to get stuck into some fine and feisty Camberg specimens, salvaging my name and reputation in the process. a big sigh of relief, I can tell you. For those anglers falling on the lucky side of the spectrum, there were some good numbers of fish in the 40 to 50 centimeter, that is 15 to 19 inch, and 50 to 60 centimeter, that is 19 to 23 inch classes recorded. And of course, there were a few pulling the tape over the 60 centimeter mark. The biggest fish of the event came in at 68 centimeters, or 26.7 inches, weighing in at 3.8 kilograms. Congratulations to visiting angler Michael Colmorgan. As for the social aspect, the KTF is a well-known institution of Midlands fly fishing, and it was great to mingle again with like-minded old friends and new. So suffice it to say that we are already booked for next year. The average water temperature across the four dams which I fished was 13 degrees, so not that cold yet, and the weed that I dredged up was still green. Of course, there were a variety of patterns that provided fish, but for the most part, olive is your go-to color. Some bright colors accounted for fish also, those with hotspot beadheads, pancora tails, and also white death here and there. It seems that the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers also took a bit of a brow beating this weekend, with just a handful of reports coming in. With the pressure back on the rise, the latter half of the weekend yielded better results, with more and better fish coming to hand. Word from other waters, however, is that Sunday was a cracker day, so go figure. The only way to be certain is to have a line in the water, but we've said that a couple of times already. After the previous reports of big fish being around, it seems like the weather also put a slow on the bass fishing. There were, however, still a couple of good bass reported from a quote-unquote cold Albert Falls this past weekend. A reminder on the top tip for winter bass: downsize your equipment and switch to light spinning outfits and line weight, and slow your retrieves right down, as slow as possible. Two other techniques to a try that are attracting some attention recently are a shaky head rig and drop shotting. So good luck out there, guys. So even though the fishing has slowed down somewhat, Niels Potgieter reports that there are still some cracker carp to be had on fly on the surface at Albert Falls Dam. I'm not so sure about that 10 kilogram tackle buster that I reported on a little bit earlier from the river, but one of these bruisers from Albert's is still on my bucket list. So guys, tight lines all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you so much, Jan. What a fantastic, great, detailed report, my friend. It always is amazing to hear your reports. And you know what? I am glad you persevered to continue on the fourth tryout. Certainly sounds as though it paid off for you. I would really like to see you catch one of those 10-kilo carp on fly. I can assure you that would be my cover image. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for the week. The weather is looking like an absolute peach for this weekend. So we are definitely going to be having a lot more reports coming through next week. Because wherever you intend on going out fishing, you are going to be having rods bending. If you want sharks, head down to Lower South Coast. If you want that garrick, well, Warner Beach. And if you want that shad action, Durban and surrounding areas. If you are targeting that cooter, well, hey, that's all over the place. As for the bass, whether you are fishing the Midlands, whether you are fishing the dams around Durban, you are definitely going to get onto them. So until next week, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, visit our YouTube channel, and fish for the future. So thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.